Shalom aleichem abuisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fourth topic of Parshas Pinchos, how to divide Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Chovov, Posuk Nun Beis. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe leimor lo eileteich olei ko'oretz benachalo b'mispar shemois. Says Hashem to Moshe, it's to these men that were just counted in the above counting, namely 20 and up, 601,730 men. It's to them that the land of Eretz Yisrael should be divided as an inheritance. Bemispar Shemois. This phrase we had above at the beginning of Parashat Bamidbar. And over there we saw Machloikis. Ramban learns that although they were counted with Machtzis HaShekel, each one gave a half a shekel, but as he drops in the Machtzis HaShekel to be counted, he says, my name is Ploini ben Ploini. While the Goyin and the Malbim, they learned that they were not counted with Machtzis HaShekel. They were counted by writing down their names, and then they counted the names. B'mispal Shemois. Says Rashi, lo ile techole koret, velo ile pchusim miben esrim. The land is not divided to men less than 20. Even though they will reach the age of 20 before the land is divided, we know that when Yeshua ben Nun brought Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, it took them 7 years to conquer and then 7 years to divide the land. So maybe those that will reach 20 before they divide the land should get a portion. Says Rashi, no. Lo yinotlu chelek ba'oretz. Elo elu sheish mi'ois elef olef. Rashi rounds it off. The full number is 601,730. Only these men get a portion of Eretz Yisrael. V'im hoyu lo echod mi'em shisha bonim. If one of them had six sons, lo yinotlu elo chelek avim levadoi. Those six sons divide the one portion that their father got. In other words, take the entire Eretz Yisrael and divide it into 601,730 parts. Posuk nun daled lo rav tarbe nachalosoi velameat tamit nachalosoi ish lefi fekudov yutan nachalosoi. A shevet that has a lot of men in their count, they'll get a bigger nachalo. And a shevet that has fewer men in its count, they'll get a smaller nachalo. Ish lefifa kudov, according to their count, yuta nachalosoi, that's the size of nachalo that they're going to get. Says Rashi, lo rav talbe nachalosoi, the shevet shoyo merube beuchlusin, a shevet that had a lot of men, nosnu chelek rav, they got a bigger portion. As Rashi will explain later on, it doesn't mean bigger in size, because you could have a small piece of land that's high quality. Rather, it means bigger in value. They divided it according to value, and a bigger shevet got more value, a smaller shevet got less value based on the amount of people they had in the shevet. The following part of Rashi is coming to answer a seemingly stira in the posuk. Our posuk, posuk nun dalet, says, you divide the land based on the size of the shevet. The problem is that in the very next posuk, posuk nunhei, it says, "Ach b'goyrol yecholekes ha'oretz." The land is divided based on a lottery. How does that fit with posuk nundalet? It sounds like a bigger shevet got a bigger chelek. That means they really divided the land according to the size of the shvatim. The land was divided already. So what was the point of the goyrol, of the lottery? And Rashi will answer that the point of the goyrol, the point of the lottery, was to verify that indeed min hashamayim they're maskim to whether to our division down here. Says Rashi, v'af al pi shloi hoyu achalokim shovim, the division of the land was not equal to every shevet. Sharei akui lefi ribuy hashevet chilku achalokim. Everything was divided according to the size of the shevet. Also, elo al the goyrol, it was verified by the lottery. That goyrol hoyo al piruach hakodesh, it was done al piruach hakodesh. K'mushem v'fush bo b'basra. The Gemara describes exactly how it looked. Elozo rakoyen oyem alubosh beurim v'tumim. Elozo was wearing the choishen amishpot with the urim v'tumim, the names of Hashem, in between the folds of the choishen. And he would say, before he drew the lots, I'm going to take out a note, and on that note we'll say a certain shevet. Im shevet pleini oile, tchum pleini oile imoy. The other note I'm going to pick out will have that part of Eretz Yisrael, and he said it in advance what's going to happen. And that's what happened. There were 12 notes, and each shevet had his name on his note. And the 12 portions of land of Eretz Yisrael written on another 12 notes. And they mixed them all together in one box. Rashi over here sounds like all 24 notes, 12 of the Shvatim and 12 of the land, were all mixed together. The Nosi puts his hand in the box. He picks up two notes. One note was the name of his shevet, the Nosi that's picking out the lots, miraculously, obviously. And then the other note was the portion of land meant for his shevet. The lots themselves, the pieces of paper would scream out and say, Ani agoyrol olisi ligvul ployni leshevet ployni. I am for this shevet. Shenemar al posuk says, al pi agoyrol. In posuk nun vov, and the drosha is taking it literally, al pi agoyrol, the mouth of the goyrol spoke. Says Rashi, the land was not divided according to exact measurements. Certain lands are more quality lands than the other. Ela b'shuma, rather, was divided based on an evaluation. Base kur ra, a low quality of a base kur has 30 seim in it, keneged base se'ah toiv, was worth the value of one base se'ah, 1/30th of a base kur, toiv, of quality land. Hakoil lefi adomim, everything according to the value of the land, that was the division. Posuk nun hei ach begoyrol yecholekes haoret lishmois matois avoisom yincholu. The land shall be divided according to a lottery. That's how you divide the land. And Rashi explained to us how to fit the goyrol together with posuk nun dalid lorav tarben achalosoi. Lishmois matois avoisom yincholu. The land will be inherited and divided according to the names of their fathers. Namely, not the ones that were counted over here, 601,730 men. Rather, it will be divided based on their fathers who left Mitzrayim. That count, at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbo, Parsha Bamidbo, that was 603,550, which creates a major problem. Because in Posuk Nun Gimel, the Torah says explicitly, Lo'ele teicholek ho'oretz benachalo. The land will be divided to these men that were just counted, 601,730. And in Posuk Nun Hei, the Torah tells us, Lishmois matois avoisom yincholu. It's the fathers of these men that are long dead. They died throughout the 40 years, the Chatam HaRaglim. It should be divided according to that amount of Yidin. So what do we do with the stira? So the Gemara in Baba Basra brings down a machloikes tanoim how to answer the stira. And as often what happens in such a stira, each tana is going to say one posuk is the main posuk, and you have to answer what the other posuk means. Same thing over here. Rabbi Yoshia says the main posuk is posuk nun hei. Lishmois matois avisom in cholo, the land was divided to yoitzei Mitzrayim. Aye, what do you do with posuk nun gimel? Rabbi Yoshia answers. And Rabbi Yonason says the exact opposite. The main posuk is posuk nun gimel loyle techolek ha'oretz. The land was divided to the boy ha'oretz. The 601,730. Aye, what do you do with posuk nun hei lishmois matois avoisom in cholo? We'll see in Rashi. In our Rashi in front of us, he's going to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yonason, that the main posuk is posuk nun gimel lo eile techolei ka'oretz, to the, these people just counted right now, that those are bo'i ha'oretz, and we have to solve what does it mean, lishmois matois avoisom in cholu. Says Rashi, lishmois matois avoisom in cholu, elu yoitzei Mitzrayim. And how does this fit with Pasuk Nun Gimel and Feret Rashi? Shina kosuv nachal azu mikol hanachal shebat Torah. This inheritance is different than any other inheritance in the Torah. Shekol hanechol yisachayim yirushim es hameisim. Usually the way the inheritance works, a live person, the son, yarshins his father, who is dead. That's how inheritance works. Over here, the dead people are yarshening the live people. Sounds like a riddle. How could that happen? Keitzad. Emfot Rashi. Shnei achim miyotze Mitzrayim. You have two brothers. They left Mitzrayim. Shoyu lohem bonim bebo'i ha'oretz. They both had children that are going to enter the land. The two brothers are not going to enter the land. They died in the desert because of the chet ha'meragli. The children will be entering. One brother had one son, the other brother had three sons. The one son, he got one portion. The three sons got three portions. Divide the land according to those that were just counted, those are going to enter the land. But now, take these four portions of land and, so to speak, give it back to the grandfather, the father of the two brothers we just described. Now, imagine the grandfather died and he's giving over these four portions to his two sons equally. One son gets two parts, and the other son gets two parts. And then going down to the next generation, the one son is going to get the two parts of his father, and the three sons are going to get the two parts of their father, divided into three. And that's pshat in our pasuk, lishmois matois avoisom yinucholu. It's divided to their fathers. Ignore the word matois for now. Rashi will get to it in a moment. Right now, lishmois avoisom yinucholu. She'achar shanot lo abonim, after the bonim got it, because we said lo eile techolik ha'oretz, divided into 601,730 parts. And one son got one part, the three sons got three parts. Chilku alefi ha'ovois. Then you divide it based on the fathers. Shiyotzu mimitzrayim, as Rashi explained. Send it back up to the grandfather, and then back down to the children and grandchildren. So it comes out that, so to speak, it's hameisim yirushim esachai. And what's the nafkemina of this whole shtickle Torah? If you were to hold, like Rabbi Yoshi's opinion, that this posuk is the main posuk, it's meant to be divided among the Yoitzim Mitzrayim, the four grandchildren, the one and the three, would only be getting two parts of Eretz Yisrael. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yoshia that it was divided into Mitzrayim, the whole Eretz Yisrael was divided into 603,550. And in our story, the two brothers that left Mitzrayim, they got two portions, one each. And then the next generation, one son gets his father's single portion, and the other three sons divide one portion into three. Now, the four grandchildren, between all of them, are going to get four parts. Lamaisa, what's going to end up happening is, one grandchild got two parts, and the other three grandchildren have to divide two parts among three. This is how Rashi, following the opinion of Rabbi Yonason, answers the stira between lo'eile techole ka'oretz and lishmois matois avoisom yincholu. Really, it's lo'eile techole ka'oretz, 601,730. But then you have to send it back up to their father, and then back down, as Rashi explained. Says Rashi, ach b'guro. The word ach is always coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude something. Yotzu Yeshua v'koli, that they did not get the portion of land based on a goyro. Chinoim, as the posuk says, in Sefer Shoiftim, Vayitnu lekolei ves chevroin kashar diber Moshe. Moshe said to give chevroin to kolei. Vo'oimer, al pi Hashem, nosnu lo yatsoi, rashar shol, referring to Yeshua. Yeshua gab timnaserach. Matois avoisom. Now Rashi wants to explain what does the word matois mean. Matois means a shevet. Yotzu gerim ve'avodim. Gerim and avodim. They don't belong to any shevet, so they don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Posuk nun vav al pi agirol techolek nachalosoi bein rav limrot. The Pasha Pshat, based on the Goyrol, where the Nachalos divided, namely, and the Goyrol did it. A bigger Shevet got a bigger part, and a smaller Shevet got a smaller part. Rashi makes a drash. Al pi Goyrol, the mouth of the lottery. Ha Goyrol oyomet daber, kamoish api Rashi, as Rashi explained above. Magid shenischalka beruach ha-koydesh, likach nemer al pi Goyrol. The final decision of how the land is going to be divided was based upon ruach ha-koydesh. Adkan, the fourth topic, how to divide Eretz Yisrael among Am Yisrael. On to the fifth topic, the counting of the Levim. Posuk Nun Zayin. Ve'eilef ukudei ha-Levi, le'mishpecho yisom, le'gerosho, in mishpachas ha-gerosho-ni, nikahod, mishpachas ha-kosi, limrori, mishpachas ha-merori. Eile mishpechois Levi, mishpachas halivni, mishpachas hachevroini, mishpachas hamachli, mishpachas hamushi, mishpachas hakochi, ukehos, oilides amrom. Rashi above, in Posuk Lamed Vov, said that mishpechois Levi had eight mishpachois. Let's count them up. Gershoin, kehos, merori, that's three. And then we have livni, chevroini, machli, mushi, and Kochi, that's eight. Even though the Mishpochos in Posuk Nun Ches are the children of the Mishpochos in Posuk Nun Zayin. So we had such a phenomenon before by the Shvatim themselves, where the father is counted as a Mishpocho and his children also. And above, Rashi explained that the father had his own Mishpocho from other children that he had, and the children that count as their own mishpacha, that's because they had bigger families. That would sound like, according to Rashi over here also, Gershon, Kehos, and Merori had other children that are not mentioned over here, but they're included in mishpachas Gershon, Kehos, and Merori. Ramban over here argues on that Rashi. Ramban says the only mishpachas that existed were in Posuk Nun Ches, and the mishpachas mentioned in Posuk Nun Zayin, Gersh and Kos and Merori, they're not really mishpochis. Rather, it was a covered for the family that they were called based on the father, Gersh and Kos and Merori, but not that they had other children that made up other mishpochis. Machloikis, Rashi and Ramban. Says Rashi, Posuk Nun Ches, Eile mishpochis Levi, Choser Kan, mishpochis Hashimi, Ho'ozi Eili, Vekzas Minayi Tzori. And Rashi brought this down above in Posuk Yud Gimel, there are missing mishpachos from Levi, Shimi, Ozieli, and most of Yitzhori. Nefeg and Zichri are lost, and Kochi was the only one left. Posuk nun tes v'sheim eishes amrom yichevet bas Levi asho yoledo iso lelevi b'mitzroyim batiled le'amrom ez aharoin ve'ez Moshe ve'ez miryom achoisom. And the wife of Amrom was Yocheved, the daughter of Levi, that Levi's wife gave birth to her, to Levi, in Mitzrayim. Rashi will be Medayek, the birth was in Mitzrayim, but the pregnancy was not. And this is Shidduch of Amram. And Yocheved gave birth to Aaron and Moshe and Miriam, their older sister. Says Rashi, Asher Yolda Oiso LeLevi. Who gave birth to her, LeLevi? Ishto Yolodato, the wife of Levi, gave birth to her b'Mitzrayim. The birth was in Mitzrayim, the birth of Yocheved. But her pregnancy was not. As they came into the walls of Mitzrayim, that's when she gave birth. And she made up the number of 70. In Parshas Vayigash, it says that Yaakov Avinu had 70 nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim. And it lists all the names. The problem is, if you count up the names, there's only 69. This was the 70th Yocheved bas Levi. Posuk samer vayivoleid le'aharoin es nodov ves avihu es elozor ves isomor vayomos nodov vavihu v'akrivo meizoro lifnei adoinoi And Aaron had four children, Nadav, Avihu, Elozav, Yitzhomo. But the two older ones, Nadav and Avihu, died when they brought a foreign fire. They brought Keturah that they were not asked to bring in front of Hashem. That happened in Parsha Shmini and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was inaugurated, and they died. Posuk Samach Beis Vayehiyu Fekudeihem Shelo Yishov Esrim Elef Kol Zachom Emen Chodesh Vamolo Ki Lo Yihos Pokdu Besoyer Bnei Yisrael Ki Lo Yinitan Lohem Enachalo Besoich Bnei Yisrael. And the count of Shevet Levi was 23,000, all males from 1 month and up. And the Posuk makes a point of it, that they were counted differently than Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael was counted from ages 20 and up. Levim were counted from a month and up because they were not counted the same way. And why not? Being that Shevet Levi did not get a Nachalo, they did not get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, therefore they're counted differently. Because all those that were counted from 20 and up, they get a Nachalo. Hashem doesn't want them to get a Nachalo for whatever reason, and therefore going to be counted differently from a month and up. Says Rashi, ki lo hospok du b'seir b'nei Yisrael. Rashi learns it doesn't mean they were not counted with or among Am Yisrael, because they were. At the same time we counted Am Yisrael, we counted the Levim. Rather, what it means is they were not counted b'seir b'nei Yisrael yoyis nimni b'nei esrim shana. They were not counted with them in the same type of count. B'nei Yisrael are nimni from 20 and up, and they're counted from a month up. Matam, why indeed are they different? Whoever is counted from 20 and up is applicable to get a nachalo. Shenemar ish lefi fikudov yuta nachalosoi. Whoever was counted gets a nachalo. They were counted from a month, therefore they don't get a nachalo. I still don't understand why Hashem has to make a different count in order that they shouldn't get a nachalo. Hashem could simply say, Levi doesn't get a nachalo, even though they're counted from 20 and up. Well, Hashem has to say, no, we have to count it from a month and up in order that they shouldn't get a nachalo. Well, why is one dependent on another? Ain't your day. Posuk Samach Gimel Eile Pekudei Moshe Velozo HaKohen Asher Pokedu Es Bnei Yisrael Ve'arvo Yismoyov Al Yarden Yerechoi. These are the countings of Moshe and Elozar HaKohen that they counted Bnei Yisrael. We're going back not only on this counting of the Levim, but also on the previous topic, topic number three, the counting of Bnei Yisrael, that they counted them in Alvo Yismoyov, Al Yaldein Yerechoi. The Torah always attributes Yaldein to Yerechoi, even though Yaldein is a long river from the Kinneret until Yom HaMelech, but it means it was Alvo Yismoyov across the location of Yerechoi. Posuk Samach Dalet Uve'eile Loiho Yo'ish Mipikudei Moshe Ve'aroin HaKohen Asher Pokedu Es Bnei Yisrael Be'midbar Sinai. And among those counted over here, there was not even one man that was counted by Moshe and Aaron at the Be'midbar Sinai, at the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar. And why not? Posuk Samachei. Ki omar Adonai lohem, mois yomusu bamidbor, v'lo yinusar mehem ish, ki im kolei ben yefuneh v'yoshua bin nun. Because Hashem told them by the Chet HaMeraglim that they're all going to die in the desert, and nobody of them was left besides for kolei ben yefuneh yeshua bin nun. Says Rashi, uve'eile lohiyo ish, there was no man among those counted. Diuk. The women did not die as a result of the Chet HaMeraglim. The women loved Eretz Yisrael. They were not nichshal in that Chet, and therefore the Gzeirah of the Meraglim was not chal on the women. That's what they said by the Chet HaMeraglim. In contrast to that, in the very next topic, we want a portion of Eretz Yisrael. That is the reason why the following topic, Bnoi Slavchod, was written right after this parsha. To contrast, Why? Because Omashel Lohem Moisio Musu Bamidbar, the Noshim did not die, just like Bnoit Slavchad is an example for all the women that they were all Mechabavoyses Ha'oretz. Adkan, topic number 5, the counting of the Levim. And the conclusion of the entire counting of Bnei Yisrael.